Colleen. It's advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, August 24th. A foggy start, and maybe some important dreams, because the moon meets dreamy Neptune early this morning. And then the moon turns void, of course, until she enters Pisces at 7:11 a.m. this morning. We have a full moon in the sign of the fishes, exact at 10 a.m. this morning. Expect some high drama from hurt feelings spilling over, and from those who just love to turn on their emotional blender and play the victim during a full moon. Stay focused, and you'll make some progress, as the moon will travel on to sextil and harmonize with healing Pluto at 1 p.m. Here's a good time to make the important call or a request. Evening and afternoon hours that follow are quiet. That's Skywatch. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. This is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you know that recently you heard me say that we were going to be promoting some wonderful events starting in the fall. And I can't think of a better event to promote, one that will be more popular with you Sing Beyond listeners, than one that is sponsored by Hay House for our good friend Doreen Virtue. That's right, Doreen is coming back to San Francisco. You're going to want to make a note of this on your calendar. She'll be there all day, September 12th, 10 to 5 at the Westin St. Francis Union Square. And then that night from 6 to 9, she'll be doing a concert. Didn't know that Doreen was a musician? Well, we'll be finding out more about that, too. Doreen Virtue, my friend, it is so good to get you back on Seeing Beyond. It's been a whole year. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much, Bonnie. You know I love you so much, and all of your listeners are so precious to me.
And we saw lots of our Seeing Beyond listeners when you were out in San Francisco last September.
We did. It's always great to meet them in person, and also I think it's great for Seeing Beyond listeners to meet each other at these events.
You know, I've been saying for so many years now that Seeing Beyond is a school without walls. It's a place where we highlight the work of the angels and people like you. It's spiritual but not religious. It's metaphysical. We've got some of the greatest teachers on the planet on this program. But it's nice to have our listeners come together and meet each other and actually meet the guests. What are you going to be doing at the St. Francis Westin in San Francisco on September 12th?
Well, Bonnie, as you know, San Francisco is one of my favorite locations to lecture and talk about angels because I can bring in the really deep information that some audiences aren't ready for. But in San Francisco, I always find a very open-minded, open-hearted group that I can go very deep with. So that's why every year we have an International Angel Day. Worldwide, we have angel therapists giving workshops around the globe. And San Francisco is by far my favorite place for me to hold my International Angel Day event. So that's what we'll be doing. We'll be focusing on my new book, Archangels 101, and working with each of the archangels and their specialties for areas like career and finances and health and relationships and just in general, clearing away any kind of lower energy and blocks and bringing in joy.
Well, I can't imagine a more important time for that than right now.
Yes.
Now, you do have a brand new book out. Our Sing Beyond listeners are going to want to order it from Hay House. It's called Archangels 101. Who are the archangels? I mean, how are they different, say, from my guardian angel?
Well, we all have guardian angels, as you know, Bonnie, because you work with them closely, too.
Right.
And these are personal angels that work with just you your entire life. And the archangels are the overseers, almost like the managers of the guardian angels that we can work with personally, too, because the archangels are unlimited beings who have complete access to all the miracles to help us in a very big way. And, you know, you can just ask God to send you angels. You don't absolutely need to know who they are. But I do find that when you get to know the different archangels and develop that close relationship, that what happens is you lose fear and you become more peaceful, more grounded, more centered. Life becomes magical and happy in a brand new way.
You know, I love what Richard Bach said in his book, Illusions. He said, if you're wondering if your mission in life is over and you're still here, it isn't.
Oh.
It seems to me like it's a miracle that we are here on the planet right now. Speak to that.
Yes. Well, definitely each and every one of us has a divine life mission or purpose that is necessary, and all of us volunteered to be here to bring about peace on Earth during this important time of the shift. And so most lightworkers I'm talking to are feeling that inner calling. Aren't you finding that, Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely. These are times that are just so exciting. I mean, there's some angst going on out there, but there's also lots of opportunity.
Exactly. And, boy, if an issue calls to you or upsets you, that's a sign that that's your purpose. So at the workshop on September 12th, we'll be working with the Archangel Michael, who knows your life purpose, and getting some more information about what your life purpose is, and then also what specific steps to take next on your life purpose. And for those people who are going through major changes, which I think is everyone, we'll be getting a lot of angelic support and answers and specific guidance, and then I'll be teaching how to get these answers for yourself afterwards.
Well, I love that, Doreen, because it's more than just you talking with us. I know that because you've done so many Seeing Beyond events, and I've been to so many of your Hay House events. They're experiential. I mean, people don't just sit on their seats and listen to you talk. The other thing that I know our listeners love about your events is that they just may get an angel reading from you. Talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, Bonnie. I will definitely be giving as many angel readings to audience members as I can. And again, this is one reason why I chose San Francisco, because Hay House gives me the opportunity to go wherever I want every year in September for International Angel Day. And San Francisco is just a no-brainer if I want to go there, because my angel readings just are so profound there. Again, because of the audience being so open and the energy of the Bay Area is very supportive. So I love giving readings, and I remember a lot of the readings that I would give for Seeing Beyond events that you and I would do together at the Palo Alto Unity Church years ago. And so it's just always just a positive experience at the angel events that we do in the Bay Area.
We're going to be coming back and talking more about Doreen Virtue's event. It's an all-dayer, and again, it's produced by Hay House. You know them, Hay House, Louise Hay Publishing. And it's going to be in San Francisco, September 12th, at the Westin St. Francis Union Square. Doreen and I were talking earlier about how much we both love that beautiful traditional hotel. It's going to be 10 to 5 all day. And then I mentioned, Doreen, that you're going to be doing a concert at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9. You're going to be a busy lady. You'll need all the energy of your angels, I'm sure. We're going to be playing some of your music, and we're going to be coming back and talking about how in the world it is that you are now expanding your work into concerts. But first of all, we're going to be taking in a break just a minute, and I want to play one of the segments called Johnny Spin Away. Talk a little bit about who is on this cut, who is performing with you, and what we're going to be hearing.
Well, this is my band, Obsidian. We've been together for about 3 years, and we're starting to tour around the world. We did Australia and a lot of the U.S., so San Francisco has been something that's been a dream. This song, Johnny's Been Away, is about John Lennon. It's an ode to him, and it's written by Mark Watson, who's the singer and keyboard and percussionist for Obsidian. And then I'm the guitar player, and then we have another keyboardist and singer named Tatiana, who I think sounds just like Stevie Nicks. She's amazing. We'll hear her cuts, I'm sure, a little later in the show.
All right, so this is Johnny Spins Away, Johnny after John Lennon. And, you know, Doreen, you and I have been friends for over a decade, and I had no idea that you were, besides being an angel therapist, a musician. This is a total surprise to me.
Oh, well, this has been something I've been doing actually before angel readings. I was a lead guitarist in bands all through high school. And so it's been my way of meditating through music, and I love uplifting, positive kind of soft rock and roll music, like Fleetwood Mac. So I love working with Obsidian because these both musicians are angel therapists, and we only do life-affirming music.
Well, I love that. We're going to be hearing this cut, Johnny Spin Away. And remember, you can hear more of Doreen Virtue's music and Obsidian the night of September 12th at the Westin St. Francis. Don't you want to hear more? That's our friend Doreen Virtue. And again, she's going to be at the San Francisco Westin St. Francis Hotel for an angel workshop. That's all day, 10 to 5, and then taking a brief break and back at 6 o'clock with Obsidian for a concert. If you want more information, go to hayhouse.com. You can also go to seeingbeyond.com. We've got a full-size ad right there on the homepage of our website. Click on that, and it'll take you right over to the page at Hay House where you can buy your tickets. We've got lots more. We're going to be talking about archangels today right here on Seeing Beyond.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
In this everyday world where careers and life seem to demand your attention and distract you from your spiritual connection, you have an opportunity to access the infinite and sustain that connection. A wonderful retreat called Gateway to the Sacred Self is coming soon at beautiful Still Heart in Woodside, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Terry Atwood, Simone, and Dorothy Tayo invite you to join them and experience that peace and oneness you long for. Call 650-321-6419 for a brochure. You'll love this retreat. 650-321-6419.
Starting Thursday evening at East West Bookstore, you can learn to get control of our out-of-control workday with author and productivity expert Michael Lindenberger. Famous tarot master James Wanless will show you how to create and manifest your visions and dreams on Friday. And on Saturday night, you can enjoy a healing soul journey with channeled music of Didgerito, Artist Paradiso, and singing bowl artist Rasamayi. The whole summer calendar is at eastwest.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. You're listening to Seeing Beyond, and I don't think Doreen Virtue really needs an introduction for Seeing Beyond listeners, but I do want to say that she has a BA, an MA, and a PhD degrees in counseling psychology. She's a lifelong clairvoyant who works with the angelic realm. She's the author of Angels 101, her brand new book, and Healing with the Angels, among many other works. Her products are available in most languages worldwide and at hayhouse.com. If you want to know more about Doreen Virtue and her work and find out how you can become an angel therapist, go to angeltherapy.com. Well, I want to get back to the music for just a minute before we go on to Archangels 101, Doreen. This is just amazing. I mean, what kind of a guitar do you play? Is it electric guitar?
Yeah, it's electric. I have a couple of Stratocasters and a Les Paul. One of my more recent guitar acquisitions came from the Haight-Ashbury San Francisco guitar music shop there. And it's Paisley, of course, so it's very... It's very rock and roll, and that's the one I'll be playing in San Francisco.
Now, you said that both of the musicians who play with you, with the band Obsidian, are angel therapists.
Yes.
How did you meet each other? How did you happen to come together?
I actually, and I think you've met him, Mark Watson has been my keyboardist accompanying my meditation and on many of my CDs for years, and his girlfriend, Tatiana, has been a professional singer in Detroit, Michigan, where they have very high standards for musicians, because that's Motor City. And when she and Mark both moved to my island in Hawaii, it just seemed natural that we would start playing music together. So we just literally banded together and began this band, and we started playing at my angel events, and everyone just really took to it, because we found that people, after an angel workshop, they still wanted to be together. They wanted to party without, of course, drugs or alcohol. They wanted, you know, some kind of healthy option for nighttime activity. And then, of course, the people who were looking for their soulmate were hoping to have an opportunity to dance with the cute people they'd met that day. So this just seemed like a really fun angel party thing to do, and we've been doing it ever since. And This year, we'll be doing San Francisco and then heading off to Germany to play there right after San Francisco. And then next year, Hay House is touring us all over the U.S. and Canada and Europe.
How exciting, Doreen.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have ever thought that you were now going to have a career in music as well as a career in angel therapy? And I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, yes, you have moved. You live on the Big Island of Hawaii now. How has that been really healing for you and an opening environment for your connection with the angelic realm?
It's been really healing. I was feeling a bit stagnant with my work before I moved to Hawaii, and I still had that clear connection to the angels, but it seemed repetitive. And since I've come to the islands, I've been getting all such new information so clearly about the world and about my work, and my readings have been just at a whole new level, as well as just from a personal level. I like warm weather, and I'm a scuba diver, and so I love being in the warm ocean and communing with nature. It's my office doors are always open, so when I'm working, there's fresh air and flowers and birds, and it's living in Hawaii is much better than I expected, because I'd heard that it was stressful. I haven't found that. What I found is if someone is supposed to be in Hawaii, the island opens its arms for you and makes it very easy.
I absolutely love the islands. They're one of my favorite places. I find it to be such a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And having done a certain amount of scuba diving and certainly a lot of snorkeling and swimming with the dolphins, I feel like when we go under the water like that, that there is, well, it's like a meditation.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's so quiet except for your breathing, and there's no cell phones, there's no email, no interruptions. So it really is a Zen meditation where you're in the now. You have to think about what you're doing. But it's also very dreamlike, because it's almost magical that you can go from one location to the next without rigorous kicking or swimming required. It's a floating, and it's very much through mind control. So I've got about 800 dives under my belt, and I'm a dive master. It's just something that is really important to me.
Well, the thing about you, Doreen, is you continue to grow. I mean, having known you, as I said, for well over a decade now, you never cease to surprise me with the new things that you're taking on in your life, your new adventures. I had a metaphysician on Seeing Beyond recently, and she's been a longtime guest on the program, Joanne Roan Cook, who said that she feels like this year is all about moving. And she doesn't necessarily mean moving from one state or one country to the next, but inner movement as well as outer movement. And that's what we're really all supposed to be doing. It's kind of a sign as to whether or not we're on the right path. What is your take? What are the angels' take on what she said?
Well, I can definitely springboard from that, because it's been this way for about the past 5 years, where people are getting the messages pretty clearly to make life changes. And we don't have the luxury of procrastinating that anymore. If you say, well, I'll think about it, then the universe makes a decision for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we can either, we can either affect our lives or be at the effect of our lives.
Yeah,
and movers that don't want to just sit around and wait for the wave to take us.
That's well put, Bonnie. I like that. Yes, exactly. I'm also seeing, the new movie Eat, Pray, Love is a part of this whole new understanding about the power that we all have to take responsibility for our life. So I think that book and that movie are this decade's Celestine prophecy.
Isn't that interesting? Go into a little bit more detail about that. I did love the book. I haven't seen the movie yet. I love Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
So how is it the Celestine prophecy of this decade?
Well, it's profound in its simplicity, about a woman who kind of is going within and finding peace within. And so that whole message goes through the whole book and the movie, where she's looking externally for peace through food, through prayer and meditation, and through men. And I think everyone can relate to that, looking externally. And that's the message of all spiritual paths, is that God is within, love and light are within, whatever you call the divine is within. And you watch her do this in the movie.
And, of course, what's so fascinating, too, is that the book was written because she was going through the dark night of the soul of a very painful divorce. And it wasn't until after she took this inner journey that she really did find love.
Exactly. And that's a message that is more important now than ever. I really feel like that's the message that's a wake-up call for lightworkers. And I'm so happy. The timing's perfect for this.
So go into a little bit more detail about what you mean by the important message. What is it exactly?
Well, I think that the timing of all that's going on in the environment right now, I'm talking about the Gulf oil spill, the volcano in Iceland is very profound, because I do a lot of work in Europe, where we're questioning everything that we consider to be normal, the reliance on fossil fuels and the reliance on externals. My message that I get from the angels is that it's really time to trust our intuition without any sort of hesitation, without delaying, without talking yourself out of it by logically overriding your intuition. The angels have shown me that there's going to be a very brief interruption in communication. Phones and internet will go down. And so right now they want us to get used to communicating with our loved ones, mind-to-mind and heart-to-heart communication. And because when this brief cessation in electronic communication goes down, that's how you're going to talk to people. And right now is the time to practice. It's one of the reasons that I hold these workshops, because I teach people how to do this and how to practice and trust. And then you'll be so glad that you've learned this during this shift that's going to happen. And then after the communication comes back, you'll find that you don't even need it that much. It's like how none of us really write handwritten letters anymore,
mm-hmm.
because we've got text and cell phone. And then the next level up from that is mind-to-mind communication.
Well, you and I've had a fair share of that,
yeah.
haven't we? I mean, I called Doreen to ask her if she could be a guest on Seeing Beyond. She goes, Bonnie, I'm in Palo Alto.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you and talking about you, actually.
I was calling her from Menlo Park. I mean, really, we are experiencing this, and it's so incredible. Doreen, people want to get an angel reading from you, and
yep.
I know that you do them very rarely and usually at your events. Is there anything any one of our Seeing Beyond listeners can do to help ensure that they get an angel reading for you at the event? How do you select the people who are going to be chosen for that?
Well, I do as many as I can, And I definitely go by the angel's guidance, because when I'm supposed to read a person in the audience, I'll hear their name, or my hand will be directed in their direction, or I'll get the hit about a situation. And I usually find that the readings I give at the audience are a topic that other people were going to ask too. So it's a reading for one, but it's for all.
And we're going to come back and share a few of those readings with people. We'll keep confidentiality in the forefront. But I remember several of them at our Seeing Beyond events that were pretty darn profound and extremely accurate. I mean, put it this way, if I had been one of the recipients of some of those readings, I will tell you right now, I would have really paid attention, because I would have been going, how does this woman up there know this about me sitting way back here when she's never, ever met me before? So we're going to come back and talk more about that. It's mysterious. It seems magical, but it's really not. It's really very natural. It is how we're going to, as Doreen and the angels are telling us, going to be doing more and more communication in the future. But it's still absolutely fascinating. All right, well, we are going to take another break. And before we do, we're going to be leaving with, I love the title of this piece from you and Obsidian. It's called Oceans. Why don't you introduce that, Doreen?
Well, this is a song that Mark Watson and his partner, who's now in the spirit world, Michael Wise, wrote as an ode to Hawaii. And it was because they both loved the ocean so much. We're living in Detroit, Michigan at the time. And this song really carried them over to the ocean. It also features the sounds, the actual sounds of humpback whales recorded in Hawaii. And I was so pleased, because recently Mark and I played this song in Japan. And we had a very compassionate audience who, like you and I, are very concerned about whaling and about dolphins. And so this message is one that we're carrying around the globe. And we're actually donating 10% of the profits that are made from this tour to the Sea Shepherd Society, which is Paul Watson's organization that you see on Whale Wars on Animal Planet. And we're big supporters of his work in trying to save the whales.
Well, thank you for that. So we'll hear from Oceans. And by the way, if you want to order any of this music, go to angelearth.org. This is Oceans with Doreen Virtue on guitar.
There is life in the oceans. There is life in my dreams. I am filled with emotions as I gaze at the
know that Doreen Virtue is a master guitarist, and that you're going to be able to be with her and Obsidian, her band, on September 12th that evening. That's right. She's coming to San Francisco September 12th through Hay House. She's going to be at the Westin St. Francis all day with you. I'm going to go, certainly bringing a friend. Hope to see you there. She'll be there from 10 to 5 and then taking a short break and returning from 6 to 9 with the band Obsidian playing music just like that, Oceans. So if you want to purchase your tickets through the Seeing Beyond website, it's so simple to do. We've got an ad right there on the homepage of seeingbeyond.com. click on that, and it'll take you right over to the page at the Hay House website where you can purchase your tickets. We're going to be right back talking more with Doreen Virtue about angel communication. That's next right here on Seeing Beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen here with my good friend Doreen Virtue. I know that many of you absolutely love her. She's appeared on Oprah, CNN, The View, Good Morning America, and other programs. Doreen presents workshops around the world, and she also has a weekly call-in talk show on HayHouseRadio.com. Well, Doreen, yes, you did many events for us at the Palo Alto Unity Church. They were all so spiritual, so fantastic. I mean, I just can't thank you enough. Doreen actually donated her time back when Seeing Beyond needed that kind of funding to help us stay alive. And Doreen, my sister, are you ready for this?
Yes.
February 13th, 2011, we will have been on the air nonstop for 22 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and Valentine's weekend at that.
Yes, well, Seeing Beyond was born in Aquarian, and now I know why.
Oh, that's beautiful.
One of the things that you did at our Seeing Beyond events, and you also do them at Hay House events, and you'll be doing them on September 12th, is some angel readings. And I remember some pretty spectacular ones. Do you remember any that you could kind of, keeping, you know, confidentiality in mind, share with our listeners?
I do remember one where, because I give my readings and I get visions. I'm very clairvoyant. And I know you are, too. And I remember this one woman at Palo Alto Unity Church where I as I looked at her, all I could see were horse teeth. I don't know if you remember that reading.
I'm remembering it now.
Okay. So, you know, you don't want to insult someone. I don't want to come up and say, you have horse teeth. But I kept getting that. And what I've learned, and this is what I teach, is when you get a repetitive vision or feeling or thought, pay attention to it because there's a reason that they keep showing you the same thing over and over again. So I said to her, why am I seeing horse teeth? And it turned out that she was a horse dentist.
Now, I do remember that now, and I was thinking at the time, that's pretty specific. I mean, I've never ever, I didn't even know they had horse dentists.
Well, and it makes sense. It makes sense, but you know, it's a risk for me to do these readings, and I've learned through the years just to say everything I get and not hold back. But
right.
That was a real risk because, you know, what if she had said, "Well, my teeth are fine. Are you insulting me?" So, you know, that was just one of many. I'm really in a semi-trance when I'm giving readings, and so it does ensure confidentiality, because after the event, people will sometimes come up and say, you know that reading you gave me? And I'll look at them and I'll say, really, I gave you a reading?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm 1 foot on earth and 1 foot in heaven when I'm doing these readings.
How did you happen to, should I say, get picked up by the angels or spirit to do this particular work that you're doing? Do you have any idea?
Oh, well, I don't think I was picked up. I think all of us are equally spiritually gifted. I think that a few events in my life caused me to listen more closely and trust. For instance, almost losing my life back in 1995 when the angels warned me that if I didn't put the top up on my car, it would be stolen. And silly, stubborn Taurus me, I just said, oh, I'm in too much of a hurry, and I can't put the top up possibly right now. And boom, an hour later, I was in an armed carjacking. And luckily, the angels didn't abandon me, even though I ignored them. And after they saved my life from that situation, I literally got down on my knees and thanked God for sending the angels and saving my life and my car and my purse, because they were after all that in this carjacking. And my prayers were twofold. One, please help me to forgive these men, because I don't want to be scarred for the rest of my life being angry or afraid of them. And secondly, how can I repay you, God, for saving my life? And so both prayers have come true. Where now I absolutely love those men, because they changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
They taught me that if I didn't listen to my intuition, to my angels, that maybe the next time I wouldn't live to tell about it. And then I was given clear direction when I asked for an assignment from God to teach as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, that the angels were real. And now I see why, because with this shift, the angels are the emergency broadcast system. You can't trust the media. You
right.
can't trust human egos. Who are you going to trust? And God's really hard to hear when you're stressed, because
that
you're
is
vibrating low. But you can hear the angels loud and clear, and they'll tell you the truth, and you can trust them. And they're free of charge. They don't want anything except your peace.
Who are the angels? I mean, if you were going to say a definition of an angel, what is it?
Well, the name angel means messenger of God. And God, as you know, is 100% love. So that's as high vibrational as you can get. And so if we meditate and have a healthy lifestyle and we're always loving, you can hear God loud and clear. But most of us kind of vacillate in and out of human stress, don't
mm-hmm.
we? I mean, you drive on the freeway, you get stressed, and your vibration goes down. You worry about paying the bills, your vibration goes down. Someone insults you, your ego comes out. You know, it just goes on and on. So the angels are the bridge between the world of fear and the world of love.
Well, and you talked about the fact that you got a loud and clear message, which you chose to ignore. It
uh-huh.
almost cost you your life.
Yep.
You don't do that anymore.
Not so much. I mean, I'm definitely not perfect, but I wouldn't do it to that degree anymore, where I would end up in a carjacking. But on the other hand, when we do ignore it, we get this opportunity to learn, like I did.
Mm-hmm. And you get this opportunity to learn, but can you tell me, Doreen, give us an idea of how we can best communicate with our angels, listen to what our angels have to say, pay attention?
Oh, well, the most common way that most of us get angel messages is through our gut feelings, commonly known as intuition. And so when someone says to me, well, it's just a feeling, I always say, no, never put it down and say it's just a feeling. That's God talking through you. And so that can be physical feelings or emotional feelings. And the key is to look for repetitive feelings, the repetitive thoughts and ideas. And a lot of times, this is in response to your prayer, seemingly innocent little prayers like, what's my purpose? Or can I have a better job? Or where's my soulmate? And they give you a set of instructions through your intuition and your thoughts and you know, you and I and other people, visions. And a lot of times, that guidance seems to have nothing to do with the prayers. And it can seem outlandish, and it can seem like you're taking huge risks because they want you to change your life. Always in healthy ways. The angels would never ask you to do anything that could possibly harm you or your loved ones. But they do frequently push us beyond our comfort zone, as you know well, Bonnie.
Right. I certainly do.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the ways that the angels have communicated to me in the past, and I absolutely love it, is through animal totems or bumper stickers or license plates or billboard signs. It's just amazing how if you keep your eyes open and you're aware, you can get messages from just about any place.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, my favorite, as you know, are the angel numbers, and I'll be talking about that at the September 12th event because so many of us see these repetitive numbers on license plates and phone numbers, and it's absolutely meaningful. I have a whole book written on it called Angel Numbers 101, in fact.
That is fascinating. Okay, so in other words, if I see like 555 all the time, what does that mean?
Well, as you know, 555 means big life changes, and that can scare people when they hear that. So I always reframe it that this is positive change because it's always us growing and growing and growing.
So when we see these repetitive numbers, that's important, and I know that one that's really meaningful to you is 444. What does that mean?
Well, 444 is the sign of the angels. It means the angels are with you and helping you, and it's a happy sign, so we all want to get the 444.
Doreen, tell the name of that book again so people can order it through Hay House.
Oh, this book is available at any bookstore or Hay House, and it's called Angel Numbers 101, and it's a guide to the numbers from 0 to 999 and what they mean if you keep seeing those numbers over and over again.
I love that. We're going to be coming back from our next break and talking about Doreen Virtue's brand new book, Archangels 101. But before we do that, I want to play another segment from your album. It's called Sunday Afternoon. Why don't you introduce that one, Doreen?
Okay, well, this was written by Tatiana, who's singing it, and it's about she and her boyfriend, Mark, you know, lived apart at the time, and so she was really, really busy with her band and her life, and so she would look forward to Sunday afternoon when she could get together with him when all of her chores were done.
All right, this is called Sunday Afternoon. Remember that Doreen Virtue will be with the band Obsidian right after her angel event, the angel event taking place on September 12th, 10 to 5 at the San Francisco Westin St. Francis. And then 6 to 9, she's going to be playing lead guitar with Obsidian, and that will be that same night, same place, Westin St. Francis. So let's hear this cut called Sunday Afternoon. You want to bring back Sunday Afternoon, doesn't it? Well, Doreen Virtue will be playing along with Obsidian on that tune, Sunday Afternoon, as well as Johnny Spinaway, Oceans, and the next one that we're going to play on Seeing Beyond Today, So. And we're making it very easy for you to purchase tickets for the Hay House Doreen Virtue event in San Francisco, September 12th. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com. You'll see a beautiful picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that ad, and it'll take you right to the place on the Hay House website where you can purchase tickets. Bring some friends. This will be a life-changing event. And come up to me and say hello. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know they are working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is no-brainer. Find out more at www.bioage.com.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond. 800-732-1150. Welcome back. I am Bonnie Cullen. We're talking with Doreen Virtue. She's coming to San Francisco on September 12th. You can find out a lot more at hayhouse.com. Doreen Virtue's website is also available for you, and that's angeltherapy.com. Doreen, you've got a brand new book out right now called Archangels 101. What made you decide to write a book about the archangels?
Oh, well, I love this book. This is a follow-up to my other 101 books, which are, of course, introductory books. I have a book called Angels 101, and then another one called Fairies 101. So it just seemed natural to have a companion guide to the different archangels. Most people are familiar with the big four: Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael. But my research through the Kabbalah, through Eastern Orthodox and other Judeo-Christian and monotheistic religions shows that there's actually 15 archangels that have long been considered to be benevolent, trustworthy, very powerful helpers of God.
Now, when we're calling on our angels, is it best to call on an archangel if we have a big request?
I like to call on archangels, and I find that once people get to know them, that this is something that's very helpful. As I said, that once you get to know the archangels, it makes your life simpler and it makes you feel less alone, less afraid. You know that you've got friends there who can help you. So most people know that you can call on Michael to help you if you're feeling afraid or if you want to protect your children or your car or your home or yourself. And to take it even deeper, to know that Raphael is the healing angel, that Shamuel is the angel that helps you to find not only your car keys or your checkbook or your glasses when you're running late and need to find them right away. He's amazing at that. But also he helps you to find whatever you're looking for, because his name means vision of God. He sees everything. So he knows where your soulmate is. He knows where the best home for you to move to is, the best job, whatever it is you're seeking.
Now, is there any archangel that is especially important or significant of, maybe reflective of would be a better way to put it, of these times as we're approaching 2012?
Well, definitely Michael has always been on this earth. And he's the one that oversees the light workers and who knows your life purpose and how the part that you play in this orchestra that all of us are equally important for. And so Michael helps us to have the courage to make these life changes that we're going through right now, to be flexible, because he's shown me that we're moving away from a corporate-based world where, thank goodness, where there's these few companies making things that perhaps we won't need anymore in the future or are not meaningful to that person personally, and moving more toward an entrepreneurial-based society, which means that each of us will be providing services or products that help another person, but that most importantly gives you joy in your career to be a part, and that the world supports you back as you give from this place of passion.
Well, this is what I've been saying. I mean, I know that these economic times are somewhat scary for certain people. However, if we're aware, if we keep our eyes open, we're also going to see that there are lots of opportunities out there. There are lots of things that have a need that needs to be filled. And
yep.
If we happen to be a person who has a gift or a talent in that area, there's a job right there for us.
Exactly. And then you have to do the work, of course, and Michael can help us. And then his companion, who I've written about in another book, is Archangels 101, and then a book called Solomon's Angels about King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, which is, of all my books I've ever written, my favorite book. And in that book, I really delved into how Michael and Metatron work together. And Metatron is the chief archangel of the Kabbalah. And he's, if you liken the Kabbalah, because it's all about the tree of life or the spiritual path, if you liken it to the tarot, the zero card or the card of the fool would be Metatron. And it's not fool in the sense of the usual way, as you know, because you work with tarot. It means the beginning of the journey. And so
right.
Metatron helps young people and our inner child. And he comes from that place of wide-eyed innocence and awe that everything's possible. And when you get to that place with Metatron, everything is possible. It really becomes magical. And he's here to help reconnect us to our true spiritual gifts that right now we might consider impossible. For instance, his most practical gift for us right now is working with the energy of time. Earth time is not natural to us, and it's probably the chief source of stress for most people, nonetheless. So Metatron helps us to expand time, to time travel, to warp time, speed up time, slow down time, whatever you need. And so we'll be working with him at the September 12th event because it's, I know the San Francisco audience will be open to that and appreciate it.
I love that. And you brought up the Fool card, which, of course, is the zero card, the first card in the major arcana of the tarot. And when I think of the Fool card, I think of him, you know, having a smile on his face as he's stepping off the cliff.
Yep.
And I think of trust. Talk a little bit about how important trust is during this time.
It's very important. I think that most people who come to me and say that they're blocked or feeling stuck are needing that trust that you just spoke of, where it feels like you're stepping off a cliff, like that famous iconic painting in the Wider Rate deck. And the sense of making a change right now, as you and I both discussed and affirmed, is either something you're going to do right now, you're going to be the lead dog, or you're going to feel like someone else is in control, and that's not a good feeling. It's a form of major stress. It comes down to one thing, and that's you are responsible for your own happiness. And the angels help us to get away from blaming and feeling like a victim. And really, this is about maturity, that now that we're all grown-ups, we can take this time to tap ourselves on the shoulder and say, okay, time to go work on your dreams, instead of saying, well, if only this job wasn't keeping me back or this spouse or this or that. And Oprah comes to mind as my role model for this very point, because here's a woman who seemed to have everything in the world stacked against her, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, you've got the racism, she's a woman, she's not college educated, she was broke, overweight, she was an incest survivor, she's from the South. I mean, everything that you would think that would be against success in life. And I believe that's why she manifested all that, as a role model to show that no matter what's going on in your past, you can help the world. And she's a true earth angel who's helped so many people, including myself, through her example that everything's possible. The same thing with Louise Hay. You know, Louise Hay, high school dropout, incest survivor, a woman, and she runs one of the most successful publishing houses in the world, in addition to being a best-selling author herself.
I know, it is just so amazing. How is it that some people seem to take on their gift, their purpose in life, their mission, so to speak, and just go for it? What do you think propels them?
Well, I know that for Louise, it really was being backed into a corner, and there was nothing else that she could do. And I think most of us have been in that situation. It's not fun. It's akin to hitting bottom with alcoholism to make you quit drinking, you know, where something tragic happens. And hopefully most of us won't have to hit bottom with things like your job or your relationships or where you live or your health. To take care of yourself and make these healthy changes, we'll listen to our intuition. And I promise that if you ask your angels, what changes would you like to see me make in your life, that they will give you clear guidance.
That is so important. And how do we ask the angels? Do we need to be in meditation, in prayer? Can we ask them while we're driving our car? How do you suggest?
All of the above. It's not how you ask your angels for help, but that you do ask your angels for help. And I'll definitely be helping people with that very thing at the September 12th event here in San Francisco.
You know, Doreen, just as kind of an acknowledgement of your clairvoyance, the fact that you are so intuitive yourself, when I was reading your introduction and I saw that you'd been on Oprah, I was just thinking in the back of my mind, I've got to ask Doreen what it was like to be on Oprah. And then before I could do that, you yourself mentioned her. But I've got to ask you, what was it like to be on Oprah?
Well, I tell you, one of the ways that I've handled the stress of being on these big shows is just pretending that no one was watching. But there's no way to do that when you're on Oprah.
Right.
So she's so personable, and she is. I've met many movie stars. I'm sure you have too, and many, you know, celebrities. She has the biggest aura of any single human being that I've ever met. When she walks in the room, the atmosphere changes. The air pressure changes. I mean, that woman is not from this planet, I'm convinced.
Well, I am so glad I asked that question. And, of course, she's on to whole new adventures. I mean, and what a role model that in itself is.
Yeah.
I mean, here she is so successful. She could just keep riding on those rails for the rest of her life and never really have to do much else. And she'd be just fine, thank you very much. But she's ditching the whole thing to start something brand new all over again right before 2012. I think that's part of her mission here is to teach us through example like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's exciting to go through these new changes and take risks. And that's how I felt with, you know, taking the band on the road and some of the charitable events that I've gotten involved in. You know, just keep listening and listening and be willing to be flexible and go through those changes. Together, we all support each other, too, I think.
Well, Doreen, we're certainly going to be so happy to see you in San Francisco and supporting the angels and talking to the angels and even giving some of our Seeing Beyond listeners some messages from their angels. Doreen Virtue will be in San Francisco the entire day and evening of September 12th. She's going to be at the Westin St. Francis at Union Square, one of our favorite places, 10 to 5, and then joining the band Obsidian, where she's the lead guitarist, and they're going to be playing, and we're going to be dancing and singing from 6 to 9 p.m., and you can get your tickets simply by going to seeingbeyond.com, click on the beautiful ad with Doreen Virtue's picture, and it'll take you right over to the exact page on the Hay House website where you can purchase your tickets. I'll be there. I hope you say hi to me. Doreen, of course, is going to be there and talking to so many of you. Well, we're now going to be hearing the last cut from your album. It's called So, So, So. What's that about, Doreen?
This is my favorite song of Obsidian. This is about affirming that your soul knows the journey and that your soul is in this place of peace and that there is no pain within your soul in spiritual truth.
And what a perfect message for us right now. All right, let's hear So, So, So.
There is no crying and
Virtue, thank you so much for having been here today. We'll be seeing you at the San Francisco Westin St. Francis on September 12th. We make it very easy for Seeing Beyond listeners to simply go to seeingbeyond.com where you can purchase your tickets through Hay House. Doreen, have a wonderful, wonderful time before the event. We just love you. Thank you so much for having been here.
Love you too so much, Bonnie, and thank you.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.